This is GSG Geek Survival Guide Episode 9, Telepaths, for January 14th, 2007. This episode is dedicated to Jonathan Colton, unwittingly providing telepath defense for one and all. This is GSG, the Geek Survival Guide, your home for survival tips you'll probably never need. Remember, if you're a human whose species was genetically immune to telepathic commands, whose ancestors were then genetically altered to become susceptible to telepathic commands, and then subsequently genetically re-altered, granting them incredible telepathic powers, well, this episode teaches the rest of us how to give you splitting headaches. That's right. Grab your iPods and jam those earbuds in tight. It's time for a very special episode of Geek Survival Guide, as we talk about surviving telepaths. Now, because this is the first episode of a new year, and because the topic lends itself to this format, this will be an extra special musical spectacular episode of Geek Survival Guide. You see, there's really only one way to avoid having a telepath read your thoughts, and that's by shielding them with other thoughts. You could, for example, repeat 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Or you can do as Dr. Hans Sarkoff did in the 1980 film Flash Gordon, by repeating Shakespeare, the theorems of Einstein, even a song by the Beatles, which armored him, shielding him from the mind-emptying technology of Ming the Merciless. I think we all realize where the real armor there came in, because nothing stops a telepathic probe like an incredibly catchy tune. Thanks to the magic of the Creative Commons license, we here at GSG are bringing you three catchy, upbeat, geeky tunes to keep your innermost thoughts safe inside your head and not being plastered all over the magazine tabloids. Trust me, this is a tried-and-true survival technique found throughout the literature, in everything from Alfred Bester's classic novel The Demolished Man to Julian May's more recent Pliocene Exile novels. So in the interest of more practical help, in this episode we'll be playing three of my favorite songs by famous musician Jonathan Coulter. If you've been listening to podcasts for a while, chances are you may have heard some of these before, but they're still enjoyable, still catchy, and still geeky enough for this podcast. First up, the classic tale of a programmer and a receptionist who doesn't know he exists, Code Monkey.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even secret hearts. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.
That was Code Monkey. You know, I played that song for an 8-year-old child once about a month ago, and she's still singing it. Believe me, that's one catchy tune. In other news, Mr. Colton is now doing a regular podcast himself for Popular Science, the PopSci.com podcast. I'd encourage all of you to check that out. Who knows? They may have survival tips you could possibly wind up needing. Some people believe that tinfoil hats are a good way to shield your brain and, by extension, your thoughts from unwanted snoopers. Those people are simply inviting disaster. Perhaps it's a reference too archaic for some younger listeners, but back in the day, instead of cable, people used rabbit ear antennas to pull in television signals. If the signal wasn't very good, you could enhance it by adding balls of aluminum foil to the ends of the antennas. To put it bluntly, tinfoil hats aren't a shield, they're a signal booster. Next up is a little rock anthem done zombie style. If any of you have ever worked in an office, you know that most of the people in your office are practically the waking dead. This song takes the next logical step from practically to literally the waking dead. Here for your enjoyment is Re Your Brains.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come. knocking on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
That was Re Your Brains. Now, do you feel the catchy nature of the music grabbing hold? Good. The truth is you're probably pretty well shielded at this point, but we're going the extra mile. Before we play this last song of this extra special podcast, let me remind you that all of the music you're hearing is available from Mr. Colton's website at www.jonathancolton.com, and a link will be in the show notes, which can be found at gsguide.blogspot.com. Geek Survival Guide is released under a Creative Commons license and can be freely distributed and copied, but not changed or sold. You can send us feedback, questions, tips, tricks, and topic suggestions by leaving a comment at the website or by emailing them directly to gsguide@gmail.com. Geek Survival Guide will return with our next show, in which we'll discuss surviving time travel. And if you enjoyed these songs, you're also sure to like some of Jonathan's other songs, like IKEA and Millionaire Girlfriend. Thank you for listening. Keep your head down and your dice handy. And without further ado, here's the first Jonathan Colton song I ever heard, the siren love song of the lonely, misunderstood supervillain. Because nothing says don't read my thoughts like steel guitar. Here's Skull Crusher Mountain.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I am way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. Surprise that you breathe. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you. Picture the two of us alone inside my golden submarine. While up above the waves my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it
closer. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain. So maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you.